Dear listeners, you are welcome to Kids Express, a program on Radio Miraya 101 FM. I'm Dennis Ogenrod, just call me Uncle Deno. Kids Express gives you the privilege to understand the children's perspective on varieties of issues that affect them and the country as a whole. Today, Kids Express, I'm joining by children from all the way from Menta, Nursery, and Primary School here in Juba. Please welcome to the show, Rose. How are you, Rose?
Fine. I'm by the name Rose Girls, a PP from Menta Nursery and Primary School. I am from Primary 7 class.
Yes, welcome for me, Sabun, in the studio.
I'm by the name of Sabun Matthew Wani, a PP of Menta Nursery and Primary School. I am in Primary 7 class.
You're welcome. Hey, candidate, eh?
Yeah.
Cool. Welcome to the studio. We also have Samuel in the studio. How are you doing, Samuel?
Thanks. I'm by the name Samuel Oerdau. I'm a pupil from P5 class.
Yes, we also have Emmanuel in the studio. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
I'm fine. I'm by the name Emmanuel Salah. I'm in maintenance area in primary school, and I'm in primary 7. Thanks.
Nice. Are you a footballer?
Yeah, I'm a footballer.
Nee, don't know. Are you Emmanuel Salah from Liverpool or something? What is your favorite team?
My favorite team is Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Good. Welcome to the studio, Nyanamat.
Okay, thanks. By the name, I am Nyanamat Gabriel in primary 5 class from Menta Nursery and Primary School.
Yes, everyone, you're welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Every September, the world recognizes democracy as a day. In our schools, we are taught about democracy, and this equips our children with rich knowledge on democracy. And we will take a trip to find out exactly children's perspective on democracy right after the break.
One world, one voice, our chance to live in peace and harmony, explore the rich diversity of people and their cultures on this earth. One world, one voice, our chance, so come together everyone, join with us and sing this song, the children of the world want to be heard. Let's celebrate all nations of the earth. Ting-a-lay-o, run little donkey run. Ting-a-lay-o, run little donkey run. Me donkey come, me donkey go, me donkey fast and me donkey slow. Me donkey come, me donkey go, me donkey fast and me donkey slow. Ting-a-lay-o, run little donkey run.
You've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, brought to you by Radio Miraya and Hold a Child in partnership. And today we are joined by pupils of Menta Nursery and Primary School. Democracy and human rights are interlinked. One may not exist without the other. Last year, we had an interesting theme, democracy and conflict prevention, and UN was at the forefront. Yes, to our guests in the studio, what do you understand by the term democracy? Yes, Nyanamat, what is democracy to you?
Democracy is the government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Nice, nice. Can you please explain how I'm hearing people like rapping, eh? Yes, talk about it.
For example, at school, if you're at school, you'll think what you want and you'll mind out. If the teacher comes to the class and says that let's come and get a prefect or a class prefect, Then, for example, if they give Rose and Samuel, you give names, isn't it?
Yes, please.
Then they give Rose and Samuel. How many people are voting Rose? If, for example, 30 people and Samuel, 40 people. So Samuel will be the class prefect and he will. That will be the choice of the people.
Choice of the people. Ah, this is very nice. Let's clap for Nyanamad. Yes, anyone else with another view of democracy? Yes, Sabun.
Democracy is the will of the majority over the minority.
Hey, Sabun, yeah. You're talking big terms now. Break it down for us in the studio.
Okay. Majority, it is, for example, there's many. For example, when election it is held, you know, we follow the majority. We follow this one who has got the highest percentage of marks, is which we go. Now, this one, the majority, this one who has got the less mark.
Yes.
So we go with that one who has got the highest.
So we don't care about those decimal group that think they are good, eh?
Yeah.
So nice. We have another serious question here to handle. What are some of the importances of democracy in our schools, in our homes, in our society, in our counties, in our country, in the world at large? What are the importance of democracy? Yes, Salah.
Democracy is important because everyone participates. There is no segregation that female are different, male are different. Everyone participates.
Please, Salah, what are some of those things that equal participation is brought about by democracy?
Like election for a prefect, the head girl should be there even, and head boy should be there. There's no segregation.
There's no segregation.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes, Nyanamat.
In democracy, all people are equal. There is no separation of female and male. For example, they say that driving car, only males are the one to drive and females should not drive, but strong person. All people must drive, even if a male or female, they all drive.
Nice. Hey, Nyanamad, it looks like for you, you love driving, yeah?
Yeah.
You love cars?
Yeah.
What is your favorite car?
V8.
V8. What color?
White.
Not black? Nyanamad, you want vehicle, I have seen. But it's good, eh? So you want to drive, eh?
Yeah.
When you finish school, you drive, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, you need to study hard. Yes, what are some of the importance of... Yes, Madam Rose.
Democracy, it is important because it brings love.
Please explain how democracy can bring love.
If there is love, people respect themselves, people don't fight, people stay together. That is why if people are in love, nothing like democracy of Shepherd.
Nice. Love. Nice, thank you. Yes, Samuel.
Democracy, when people are sharing, democracy brings ideas from different people. If we share ideas, that will lead to a development country.
Ideas that can bring development.
Yes.
What are some of the good ideas that people can bring? Eh? You know, you can add small ideas and add on another one. What are some of the ideas that can make a country develop, like our country, South Sudan?
Some of ideas that they can make roads and electricity for the country.
Nice. Thank you so much. Yes, what are some of... Yes, Sabun, you want to add something?
Yeah. Mm. Democracy, there should be accountability. Like, for example, what do I mean? For example, we follow the majority of people. Like, for example, when they want to construct a road in some areas. So we go with the majority. What do we mean? We go with those... The number which is saying that, yeah, that plan is good, let's construct the road in the area. So it's what I was meaning.
Yeah, so accountability.
Yeah, accountability.
You can always, when a leader says, let's make
roads.
Yes,
we all agree, yeah.
Then if it is not done, we come back and say, hey, the road is not made, what happened?
Yes.
Where has the road gone, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, the road is still coming.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Yes, guys, what are some of the importance of democracy? Yes, Salah.
In democratic society, there is freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression. Please explain how we can express ourselves.
Yes,
freedom.
What do I mean by expression? It is just if you have any idea of saying anything, you are free to say whatever you want to say. That is what I mean. By expression.
If you are not happy with something, you say, hey, I'm not happy, eh?
Yeah.
So if
you say it out.
you say it out loud.
Yeah.
If you want to cry, you can cry. If you want to sing, you can sing. If you want to dance,
you can. If you want to march, you can march.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. That is a very strong point. Yes, what has... Madam Rose.
Democracy brings confidence in people.
Confidence in people. Yes, please explain how I can get confidence from democracy.
To get confidence in democracy, if there is any money brought by the government to the people, the leader should give out to the people. Then there will be confidence in democracy. People will love their leaders and be together.
Yeah. So if you are confident in your leaders, democratic system can get you good confidence in the leaders, right?
Yes.
Nice. Yes, yes. What? Yes, Samuel.
Democracy can lead to respect. If you are respecting each other, people will live together and be happy. There will be no wars and no fightings in the countries.
Aha, strong point, yeah? Democracy can take away wars, conflicts, small things, yeah?
Yes.
Because you solve it democratically. Yes, thank you. Nyana Mad.
Democracy brings happiness in people. If you live together, no fighting, no wars, no so many others like corruption, what, you live together, all it causes happiness and you'll fall in love with all your friends and you'll be happy all the time. Not sometimes you become annoyed, sometimes you're happy. Uh-huh. All the time you'll be happy.
Nice. Thank you so much. Yes, who else wants to add something on the importance of democracy? Yes, Samuel. Salah.
Yeah, there is equal job in democracy. There is no segregation like females should be on the other side and males should be on the top. There is nothing like that. People are all the same.
Equal opportunity. Hey, Salah, these guys are brilliant, eh? Yes, Sabun.
There is, should be there tribalism. So, this kind of this tribe that we are supposed to stay with our tribe. No, we are supposed to stay together if it is according to us. We share all things together because we are all South Sudanese. We are all brothers and sisters. So,
Wow. Yeah. Let's clap for Sabun. This is a very strong point. Yeah? We are over 64 plus tribes, but we are one tribe called South Sudan, right?
South Sudan, yeah.
Yes, so when they ask you, you don't identify yourself with another tribe, just say we are
South Sudan. Because if you are all together, you can't get like this time if you get a knife and you cut someone's hand and you take the blood and you bring someone's blood, then you bring these two tribes and you ask him, you pick the blood which is belongs to your tribe. Someone cannot be easy to identify.
Mm-hmm.
So we are all one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sabun, thank you. Again, let's clap for Sabun. Thank you so much. Anyone else wants to add something on the importance of democracy? Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, a show that openly brings you the laughters of the children, the fears of the children, the cries of the children, the happiness of the children, all in all the hearts of the children every Saturday, exactly at noon. We are going to be back after the break with more discussions. Please don't go away. Keep it locked after the break.
One voice that cries alone won't make a lot of sound. But if it's joined by more, it can shake the ground. One person on their own will struggle.
For our nation, and we know the answer.
Welcome back from that short break. This is Kids Express with me, Deno, and the children's crew. We are talking about democracy. Now, what brings about democracy? Yes. Anya and Amat, you want to go first?
Okay, love. Then, if you love one another, it causes democracy. If you are loving yourselves and you are always happy, that brings democracy. And you live in your society very happy.
Nice. Love can bring democracy. Let's clap for Nyana Man. Yes, Rose.
Education can bring democracy. If you're an educated person, you can understand each other and share things together. And if you're uneducated, you will not understand the other one and the other one.
Nice. Education brings about enlightenment, and then you can understand democracy much better.
Yes.
And explain it much better, right?
Yeah.
Now, Madam Rose, what do you do to the people who are not educated?
The people who are not educated, they have to go back to school and to be educated.
Yes. And then there are different kind of education, like adult education, other things, yeah?
Yeah.
And even for you, you can go and educate them at home. You can teach them some things.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes. What are some of the ways we can bring democracy to our society, our schools, our home? Yes.
Freedom of worshiping God.
Yes. Please explain that.
Yes. You will just worship God in anywhere. If you are Jehovah, if you are Jehovah Witness and Seventh Day Adventist, you can worship God at any church.
So freedom of worship, right?
Yeah.
So when you're free to worship anywhere, any religion that you feel is good for you, it is democracy. It brings about democracy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Let's clap for Salah. Yes. Any other ways? Any other things that can bring about democracy? Yes, Sabun.
Good communication.
Please explain good communication.
Good communication, for example, when we are staying together as we are here now, brothers and sisters, there we can talk. Not that when there is anything which we can talk to discuss, we can come in a tough way. We can come politely as we sit as the people of the community, so we can talk and we see, oh, that thing is wrong, either it is good. If it is right, then we go with it. But if it is not good, then we should not follow it.
Good dialogue, good communication.
Yeah, good
we
communication.
Talk about everything.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. Yes, who else want to add? Yes, Rose.
Forgiveness.
Please explain how we can bring democracy with forgiveness.
If there is fighting, if Samuel or Nyanama, they fought, we have to bring them together and settle them. We talk what they are fighting about, and they are to ask for forgiveness, and they forgive themselves.
Nice, forgiveness and reconciliation. Let's clap for Rose. Yes, any other? Yes, Salah.
Good leadership.
Yes, please explain how good leadership can bring democracy.
Good leadership always bring people together, no segregation, helps people by building the roads, taking care of people in the town. That is all.
Nice. Good leaders can bring good leadership. Let's clap for Salah. Yes. Yes, Abun.
Justice.
Please explain how justice can bring democracy.
Justice can bring democracy. Like, for example, we are here, we as brothers and sisters. For example, when one of us has got some problems, we can be able to share that problem of his. We also feel that pain, which is feeling that we also participate with him. We don't leave him alone that because he's having a problem. So we have to be closer to him. That one can bring democracy.
Wow, justice can bring democracy. Let's clap for Sabun once again. Yes, any other ways where we can bring democracy to our society? Yes, Sabun.
Patriotism.
Hey, man, you have big terms only today. Please explain. Now, me, I don't know these things. Please explain them, how we can bring democracy by being patriotic.
Patriotic, like, for example, all here, we are all, like, South Sudan. We are all South Sudanese. Now, for example, here, when, for example, here, someone says that, we do this and this, we have to stand. If there's need to construct road when you are a leader, when you are given the money, what? You have to use it that, yeah, that is patriotism, anything. We have to defend the country and we have to live together in any way.
That's love the country. Nice. Let's clap for Sabun. This is very serious. Everyone has to be patriotic. To the listeners outside, to the guests in the studio, to every South Sudanese, we must be patriotic South Sudanese, right?
Yes.
Because if we don't love our nation, who will come and love our nation? Man, thank you so much, Sabun. Let's clap for Sabun. Yes, thank you. Yes, what are some of the ways we can bring democracy to our schools, nation, homes, yes, and the society? Yes, Nyanamad.
By joining school clubs, like, for example, scouting and so many others. And if you're in schools also, you learn some things, and even if sometimes you are for a meeting, sometimes, like for this example, scouting. If there is a problem in scouting, they say that you are not scouting very well or what, then you sit for a meeting also, you can also communicate in that meeting. And it's also like a sign of democracy.
Nice, thank you. Are you part of any club in the school, Nyanamad?
Yes.
Which one?
Scouting.
Eh? Hey, what are the slogans for the scouting that you always say?
Like they say that forward and move.
Forward and move, be prepared. Some of those things, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. I think I'm going to come and join your club. Will they allow me to join your club?
Yeah.
But I'm not a pupil in your school. Okay, I'm coming. Yes, what are some of the ways that can... Yes, Samuel.
Involving in games and sports.
Yes, please explain how involving in games and sports can bring about democracy.
If we involve in games like in football, it's like we democrace, and that way we demonstrate, and it's like the coach, the referees, the president, and the others are the citizens. So it will lead to a good democracy, to a good country.
Ah, nice. So you went, like, when they score, then you run and celebrate, yeah? Express yourself, yeah?
Yes.
Ah, nice. Thank you. What are some of... Yes, Salah.
By voting for a school prefect.
Voting, participating in voting. Aye, let's clap for Salah. Do we have a school prefect here?
Yes.
Who?
I'm one of them.
Yes. Is somebody I once, when I'm in school, there is this nice story I want to tell you. When you're in school, there are these class monitors. For them, there is no democracy, my friend. Class monitors, they just write your name. Even if you say, hey, they say, you've spoken in vernacular, they write your name. Is a English word or vernacular?
English.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But there is hey in our language.
Arabic.
Yeah, then they write your name. Ha, my friend, the teacher is around the corner. They come, my friend. Eh? Is there a caning in your school?
Hey,
Why not?
But when you do something which is wrong.
When you do something which is wrong. Yes. Hey, that one. Man, they come and they write your name. They are always moving with the books. Class captains and class monitors and monitresses, they have very good handwriting when it comes to write people's names.
Yeah.
When they write your names nicely and take it, then when they are now reading and the teacher is ready with another teacher. They say there is another teacher when it is a stick. Hey, walai, they call your name one by one. Nyana Mat, come here. Tow, tow. You guys have enjoyed that feeling sometime?
Yes.
Is it enjoying or it is a hard feeling?
It is not enjoying.
Is that part of democracy?
No.
Okay. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya. If you we're going for a short break, and if we come back, hey, more discussions are on underway. Please don't go away. Keep it locked.
The more we get together, 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 the more we get together, the happier we'll be. For your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, the happier we'll be.
Welcome back from that break. This is Kids Express with the Children's Crew. Of course, with me, Uncle Deno, in the studio, and discussion is very hot in the studio today, and we are talking about democracy. Yes, back to our guests in the studio. Hey, guys, tell us about your experience on democracy at school, home, maybe in the society where you've seen, in the country. Please give us some of your experiences on democracy.
Actually, democracy brings love for the country.
Which scenarios have you experienced democracy, that you've participated in democracy, or you've seen people participate in democracy?
I've ever seen people demonstrating in democracy in sports, when playing games and sports.
When was that? Was it your school playing another school? Or?
Yeah, and as our school playing another school. Even we play ourselves. We play with different classes, football match. So it also brings love. Well, everyone, we know that, this, because you cannot stay, not that if you are studying in this school, if you see another person is from another school, you say, no, this one does not belong to us, but we are all together. Not that when you see someone is not belong to your school, you say that, no, this one is not from our school, this one is from this certain school, so we should not help each other. We are all together. We are all together. We are all nations as our South Sudanese, so we have to help each other.
Nice.
Yes.
When was the last time your school played another school?
That one, I think we played on match there, around there. We played the football match.
Which team? Which school? Which team from which school?
The school we played with, the school, Southern School, is called, is played those side of those schools of Darling Wisdom. We have ever tried with them. Even we play sometimes P7 and P8. We always play a match, football match,
What happened in that match,
Actually, in that match when we played, they won us.
Yeah.
They won us, but we should not give up. We did not give up. We said that, next time we should play. The other time when we finished our exams, we played with them. So, also we defeated them. So,
back in part two.
Because when someone wins, you know that you should do now. Like you said, no. Next time, even though we train, they will even win us. No.
Mm.
You have to continue training yourselves. But next time when you come back also, you'll be the winner.
Yeah, nice, right.
Yes. Even play with teachers even.
Yeah. Salah, please tell us that one now.
But we won them 5-0.
With
teachers.
Didn't they say, hey, you people, we are teachers, you cannot beat us? Didn't they tell you that?
No, they did not. They did not.
So there was democracy?
Yeah.
Yes, what are some of the experiences that you guys have witnessed with democracy? You guys said you're student leaders,
Yeah.
Yes, please tell me some of the experiences. Yes, Nyana Mat.
Okay, sometimes by joining school clubs like school choir. If you join school choirs, you'll get more songs. Like if it's the end of the school, you get a song and you come and sing in front of people. And so
You'll get amazing. It's very nice.
It's nice, eh?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you people said you are your class prefect, right?
Yeah. Even I've ever participated in MDD, music, dance, and drama.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who else is a class prefect here to tell me their experience? Who is a class captain? Okay, who is a pupils leader? A leader in the school? Samuel?
Yes.
Were you elected or you were appointed?
I was elected.
Please explain what happened that day during the election, during the campaign and everything.
I was just sitting down there when the teacher came in. People were making noise. Then teacher say he wants someone to be the prefect. Then the people say that me and another boy.
Mm.
Then we went outside. Then two other girls to be the monitress.
Mm.
Then we went outside. Then the teacher wrote our names on the blackboard. Then said, who want Wani? Then just few people raised their hand, and then they said, who wants Samuel? Then they raised their hands, and they chose me to be the class monitor.
So you are the people man, eh? People said, yes, Samuel, yeah? How did you feel?
I felt encouraged.
Eh? You felt on top of the world, eh? You said, I'm the man, eh?
Yes.
Yes, who else had another similar experience?
Yeah, me.
Yes, Sabun.
Like, for example, for me, since I came in this school, I was elected as a prefect, but I was appointed by the head teacher. Actually, it is good when I heard that they were announcing that people who wanted to be prefects, they should come and join the school club. So by that time, I also applied to be a prefect, but when I was chosen to be a prefect, so is why I like to be a prefect, because tomorrow we are the leaders of tomorrow. So if those things of being a prefect, what it shows you actually that tomorrow you are going to be able to talk to the public. So you learn in those things of if there is a debate, you have to participate. Anything of kind, those things, you have to participate. Mm-hmm. Those are the things. Actually, when the head teacher chosen me to be a prefect, I was so happy, and I'm now doing my duty. So I thank him because he put me in a very good post.
Nice.
For a prefect, yeah.
Do you address your pupils sometime in the assembly? You talk to them, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I talk to them, but usually our head boy who is there, is usually there talking. He's the one always communicating the assembly. For us, we always be there controlling behind there, those young nursery kids which are making noise there. So we tell them to keep quiet, let them listen what the teachers communicating.
So that is a very serious thing, which means that leadership is not only about being boss, eh?
No,
it's also about being doing service.
Yeah, there are something.
How do you control these children, man? Some children in Nasari, they are everywhere, they are singing like whistle, crying, others are shouting. How do you deal with those children?
Those students, how we deal with them, not that, for example, when he shouts, we beat, no. We first get him, you keep quiet, you stand near them. Anyone who opens the mouth, you just eat him, you say, keep quiet, you listen. Anyone who shouts, you take in front, where we will receive, you change him from that position where he has been conversing with the friend.
Mm.
So you take him to the next, where he will not be able to talk with someone whom he does not know, because he's usually to those people whom they were with them behind. Those noisemakers, we take them in front, so there, when they reach in front there, they see the teacher in front, so they will fear that, when I talk, I will be beaten in front there, so they will keep quiet. That's the way how we handle them.
Aye, Sabun, you're not easy.
Yeah.
This is very serious. Yeah. Yes, Rose, you wanted to share your experience.
By voting for school prefect.
Did you participate in voting for school prefect?
Yeah.
Explain a scenario and what was your favorite prefect that you voted for?
I vote for a prefect of music, dance, and drama.
MDD. Yeah. You love MDD. Yes, please explain what happened that day. What happened? What did they do? How did they start? Did they do any campaign? Did they first come and they say, me, I'm if you elect me, I'll bring TV to school. I'll bring a radio. Someone can say, I will bring a serious car with music. I will wire the whole school with music. Tell us what happened that day.
That day we were two with another girl called Achant. Then we were put in front. Then people were, they said that let the pupils elect who is to be the head of music dance. Then they say Rose. Then the teacher brought a microphone that let us dance. That day we danced. Yeah.
Hey, who was singing? And was there music or you were the one singing for people to dance?
The teacher was singing to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're now the MDD prefect.
Yeah.
Hey, we have MDD prefect. Voila, you will sing for us today and we also dance. What affects democracy in our school, in our homes, in our societies, in our country today? I can see everyone is ready to talk. Yes, let's start with this, Salah. Yes, talk about it.
Tribalism.
Oh, tribalism. Please break it down.
Like, if people are like from Baka, another one from Bari, there will be segregated. Baka from this side, Bari from this side, but this one is not good.
Segregation in terms of tribalism is a very bad thing. Let's stop tribalism, okay?
Yeah.
Dear listeners outside there, tribalism is not a good thing. You've heard from Salah, from Menta Primary School, tribalism is not a good thing. Resist tribalism. We are one country, one tribe,
one nation.
Under God, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Let's clap for Salah. This is a very strong point. Yes. Who is next? Yes, Nyanamat.
War. It's us in our country here, we have war, but nowadays it is stopped. Now people are not fighting. War is not good. War destroys democracy. If people are fighting, even not shooting guns only, that will not kill people. Also, people are dying every day, and it's not good.
Nice. War is a bad thing. War disturbs peace. War disturbs people, human rights. War disturbs democracy. War is not good, yeah? Mm. So, dear listeners outside there, please, war, let's forget about war. Let's embrace peace and democracy, yeah?
Yes.
Please, let's clap for Nyanamat. Yes, Rose.
Corruption.
Yes, please talk about corruption.
Corruption is to take public things to your own. Like if there is any things to be given to the public, you divide, you give the public few and you take the many to you, then you eat all.
Yeah. Let's be accountable. What is meant for the public is meant for the public,
yes,
yeah?
It's to be shared equally.
It is to be shared equally. If it is the road to be built, it is meant for road, not for anyone to eat it, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Let's stop corruption to everyone. Let's stop corruption. By the way, people think corruption is only for people who are in the public places, for the guys who are working in the government or NGO or something, yeah?
Yeah.
Corruption is even at home. When they give you something to share with your friends and you hide some, that is corruption, eh?
Yes.
When they give you £50 to share with someone, and if you give them £5 and you give £45, is already corruption, not so?
Yes.
So as we grow up, we need to run away from corruption because it's a bad problem, eh?
Yeah.
It's a virus, it's a disease, yeah?
Yeah.
Corruption is not good. Dear listeners, corruption is a bad thing. It wrecks a country, it destroys trust, yeah? Yes, Samuel.
Disunity.
Disunity. Disunity, please explain for us how disunity can affect democracy.
Disunity affects democracy when people are not working together and not living together. And that can affect democracy. And if people are disuniting, people will not unite themselves and be one nation. So let us unite ourselves and be one nation.
Let's unite ourselves and build our country together as one nation. Yeah?
Yes.
Man, Samuel, thank you so much. Let's clap for Samuel. Yes, Nyanamat, you wanted to say something. Oh, I can see Sabuni, please.
Poverty.
Yes, please explain how poverty can affect democracy.
Actually, poverty can affect democracy. For example, these people who... That's actually poverty, someone who is poor, someone who does not have anything. You find they are given some... Okay, for example, they are given like maize flour. So when it is time for giving it out, you find the people now... because they don't have what they have, so they will start grabbing. You see, everyone wants to take to his place. So this one, it will actually like affect democracy. So that one should not be good. Should be stopped. Or it's not good.
Let's work hard and avoid
poverty,
right?
Yeah, let's work hard. Not that we relax. Let us work so that tomorrow we be people who are responsible for the country.
Nice, and build our country together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We should obey law and be responsible citizens. Law governs the country, so if we don't obey what governs the country, then we are not good citizens, right?
Yes.
We are bad citizens, and then if we don't obey laws, there are always consequences, right? Yes, we will go for a short break, and if we come back, fun time activates. Fun time means riddles, poems, songs, and we are going to be laughing in the studio with pupils from Menta Primary School. Please don't go away after the break.
And you know it, clap your hands, eh? If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet, eh? If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet.
Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, and I'm with on the children's crew, and of course with Uncle Deno in the studio. And today I have children all the way from Menta Primary School, and now we are for fun time, and fun time means lots of laughter. And today we have mob riddles reloaded, proverbs in the house, and of course we will sing a song of freedom. Yes. Our national anthem. Yes, today's riddle is going to be taken number one by from. Hey, yes, Salah, please take it out.
Riddle. There is a one tree in South Sudan has only one leaves.
Why?
There is one tree. It has only one leaf.
One tree in South Sudan.
Yeah.
Just one leaf.
Yes.
What is it?
What am I?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Rose, try.
Flat.
What is flat? The flat house? Amara?
No. Flag.
Is it the answer?
She flag? Mean flag.
Flag? Yeah, it is the answer. Flag.
Hey, flag. Awesome. Man, this is... I did not think about that. Let's clap for them. 1 tree in South Sudan and it has only one leaf. How did I not forget? How can I not comprehend this?
But they are many.
Hey, but it's all the same color.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, next, Rido. Yes, Rose.
Rido.
I am hungry. If you give me food, I will survive. You give me water, I will die. What am I?
Oh.
Fire.
Yes.
Is that the answer?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, these guys are hot. Eh?
Rido. When I'm awake, I'm short. When I sleep, I'm tall. What am I?
Watermelon.
No.
Nail.
No.
Hi.
Light.
No.
Yeah, Saranda.
In 3, 2, 1, Sabun, please tell us the answer and they have to buy for you a lawa after this.
Yeah,
so.
It is a dog.
A dog?
Yes, yeah. A dog. When it is sleeping, you know, the legs are on. Yeah, but when it is now starting, you see.
It's a shadow. Yeah.
There was a bus and a driver. The bus came, then went. When it came, then when it was going back, it went without a driver.
First, there was a bus and a driver.
Yes.
So the bus went with the driver.
Yes.
Coming back now, no driver.
Yes.
Who was driving it? Yes, Rose, you want to tell us the answer?
Maize.
It's a plate of food.
Hey. Oh, actually, I also need a plate of food right now because this thing is very serious. A plate of food. Let's clap for Samuel. Yes, Rose.
Rido. There is a bus traveling with thousands of whites. When the bus travel for a long distance, all the whites
disappear. Ice.
Maize.
Maize flow.
Is it not rice? No.
White ants?
No.
Grass, stars? Copper?
No.
Stars?
No.
Sure.
Chicken?
No.
Chips?
No.
Please tell us the answer.
Iron box. Fire inside and you iron for a long time. All day.
The charcoal will finish.
Disappear. The fire will disappear.
Awesome. Let's clap for Rose. Hey. Yes, Sabun.
Rido. I have 3 hands, but I cannot touch. What am I?
Leaves.
No.
Is it not a tree?
No.
Samuel, you want to try? Please tell us the answer, Sabun.
It is a watch, actually.
Hey!
Very simple.
Hey, so yeah. A clock.
Yeah.
Yes, dear listeners, if you have just tuned in, we are for Fun Time with kids from Menta Primary School. We will go for a short break and Fun Time continues. Yes, we have a proverb in the studio. Nyanamat, please tell us the proverb.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
What? That is nice. Yes. What song of freedom can we think about if national. It is not the national anthem?
National anthem.
Yes. Are we all excited to sing the national anthem?
Yes.
Let them stand up when you want to sing.
Let them respect the national anthem.
The national anthem, yes.
Everyone, even though a citizen, so long as you have to respect the national anthem.
Yes. Yes. Are we ready to sing the national anthem?
Yes.
Love for South Sudan, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, everyone in South Sudan in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Oh God, we praise and glorify you for your grace. Oh South Sudan, O land of blessed abundance, uphold us united and peace and harmony. O motherland, we rise, raise the flag with the guiding stars, and sing songs of freedom with joy. For justice, liberty, and prosperity shall forevermore reign. Oh, grace for us, let us stand up in silence and respect. saluting our mothers whose blood cemented our national foundation. We go to protect our nation. Oh, God bless our Sudan.
I love this song. I love the national anthem. I think all of you love it, right?
Yes.
Yes. Again, the pupils of Menta Primary School still want to sing school anthem. Yes, yeah. Please take it off.
Menta is the motherhead of education, the schools of girls and boys, the teachers, parents, and me, schools and pupils are working together always. Let us work hand in hand, girls and boys, to make Menta a shining place. Shining the nation, promote education, always remain hardworking pupils. Our motto, with God all things are possible, shine and show your light. Let us work hand in hand, girls and boys, to make Menta a shining place. Shining the nation, promote education, always remains hardworking pupils. Always remains hardworking pupils.
Yeah, let's clap for the pupils in the studio. Yes, dear listeners, those were amazing voices from Menta. Pupils from Menta Primary School and Nursery. We have come closer to the end of our show for today. Next week, we will still be having another very important topic to discuss. From me to you, Uncle Dana, I want to just say goodbye and have
bye
a
bye.
Beautiful
bye.
Ah, thank you. Everything you ever dreamt a child could say. Tune in to Kids Express every Saturday.